In 3, 2...
Before he said one, I handed the phone to Charisse. This is Violet Reinhammer, international correspondent. I smiled into the phone and did my best not to sound like a hick. I had been able to use my on-air personality voice. But when I was all aflutter, that southern twang just came out of me. And nothing was going to reel it in. I'm coming to you live from... I stopped talking because I'd forgotten where we had made the emergency landing. Holiday Junction. Charisse peeked her head over top my phone. Holiday Junction, where there's been an emergency landing. The information I'm about to tell you is not for younger ears, so now is the time for them to leave the room. This information has not been confirmed by law enforcement, but I can confirm that I've seen it with my own eyes as I was a passenger on the airplane. I felt like my explanation took enough time for anyone with children watching to get their children out of ear's reach. There has been a murder on the airplane. I can confirm this because I bravely went into the bathroom to retrieve the man's information, which I will not disclose at this time due to the fact that I'm not sure if his family has been notified.
Violet, send me the information, but for now, sign off and tell the world you'll be back. Good job.
Richard was in my earbud. Again, there has been an emergency landing here in Holiday Junction because I had discovered a murdered body. This is an unfolding situation. This is Violet Reinhammer. I'm reporting to you live at the scene because no other news channels can get through security to get this up-and-personal broadcast to you. The confidence was bubbling up in me as I found my footing with talking into my phone, and people started to gather around me. They were watching me. They came one by one, standing in front of me as I found my strong voice. I will be broadcasting live footage and keeping you up to date. I reached out and grabbed the lady who had sat next to me on the airplane. Can you tell me what you had seen on the airplane?
What?
She looked at me.
Honey, I don't know if you are TikToking or whatever it is you young people do, but we are watching them bring out the body.
With big eyes, I looked back at Charisse. She was rolling her hand for me to keep talking after I'd realized the crowd wasn't watching me broadcast. They were watching out the window behind me. Chief Strickland had one end of the black bag, while the other guy had the other end. They had to carry the body down the steel steps. And there was another person waiting for them at the bottom with a gurney. As you can see, they have now deplaned the body. I took the phone from Charisse and held it up to the window. I had pinched in a closer shot when I noticed Chief Strickland had taken a phone call. And for a few short seconds, he looked my way.
Get off that phone.
He mouthed and pointed to me.
Hang up the phone.
You better do what he wants you to do, or he might take you to jail.
The woman who sat next to me warned. I turned the phone around to me and said, This is Violet Reinhammer, international reporter. I clicked off, just as several messages from my friends back in my hometown of Normal, Kentucky came through by text.
I see you're making quite a fuss.
A man in a security uniform sidled up to me. Who wants to know? I decided not to look at the text from the people from home since they'd never really seemed to think I was going to make it big. And here I was on the national news.
I'm Rhett Strickland, and I was told by that guy.
He pointed past me out the window. I followed his finger and noticed Chief Strickland standing with his legs apart, his hands fisted on his hips, his eyes staring right at me. Chief, what's his name? I turned back around and rolled my eyes. There was a murder, and there's a murderer in this room. I lifted my finger in the air. I'm a big-time reporter, and it's my job to keep the public informed.